If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. Our series apparently explores musicians and parenthood. Our next guest is someone who spent much of her pregnancy at her mother's hospital bedside before she gave birth to her own child. Carole King's song Child of Mine is what connected her to that experience.
Oh, yes, sweet darling, so glad you are a child of mine.
Her name is Michaela Ann, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you're about to release a new album at the beginning of June, and I understand that you recorded that album early in your pregnancy, and then about halfway through your pregnancy, you got a call that your mom had a stroke. Walk me through what happened next.
It was a Friday afternoon, and we were about to go out and go pick up a crib for our first baby that I was pregnant with, and we were planning, my parents were about to come down to Nashville where we live the following weekend to set up the nursery with all these plans, and my dad called and said, your mom's in an ambulance, I think she's having a stroke. So my husband and I got in the car and immediately and drove up to Michigan where they live and got there in the middle of the night, and from that point on, I was in the hospital with my mom every single day except for when I came back to Nashville for a couple of doctor's appointments until they were like, you need to come back and give birth. It was traumatic and devastating. And my mom was in a coma for the first, I think, 3 weeks, and then was in the hospital for a full 3 months, just slowly coming out of her coma and slowly recovering from a massive brain bleed.
Wow. So when you were in the hospital, you sang Child of Mine to your mother, and I'm curious what drew you to that song in particular?
When I was early in my pregnancy, I was, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, but I'm really bad at memorizing lyrics, and I kept thinking, oh my God, I need to have songs to sing my baby that aren't just my own songs. And I remembered Child of Mine, and I asked my mom about it, the Carole King song, and she said, yeah, I played that for you all the time when you were a little girl. So that was kind of our favorite song, but it had been locked away in a memory. And so I spent time memorizing the song and would talk to my mom about it. And then when she had the stroke, I remembered the lyrics. So I knew, you know, from hearing about how the brain works and brain injuries, and that, you know, speaking to people when they're not conscious, that, and especially music, is really helpful. And so I would talk to her all the time, but I would also sing, and I would sing Child of Mine to her over and over again and try and remind her that I had a baby coming and that she needed to get better. So it was like a prayer. And also the lyrics are so poignant. The last verse of the song, Carole King says, I know the times you're born in may not have been the best, but you will make the time to come better than the rest. And that just felt so fitting to be waiting for my baby to be born in this really traumatic, awful scenario that just felt unbelievable to me. That was our reality in that moment.
Though the times you're born in may not have been the best, you can make the times to come better than the rest. Though you will be honest, if you can't always be kind. Oh yes, sweet darling, so glad you are a child.
And I understand once your child was born, you also sang Child of Mine to your kid. And I understand at some point your kid started kind of, you could see in their eyes and their reactions that they started recognizing the song.
Yeah. Again, being a musician, like knowing the power of music, but then seeing it in these really intense ways has been, it sounds cliche, but it really has felt magical. And when she first started recognizing it, she would kind of look at me like it was shocking to me, her kind of like startled look. And I would keep singing, and she would kind of have this like dazed glow over her face. And to this day, the only when she's fussy or crying, I would sing other songs to her. I'd sing my own songs, and nothing would calm her down except for Child of Mine. Mm. And I do have to add Baby Beluga by Raffi, but
that was a favorite of mine.
Those are the only two. But I still, my daughter is 10 and a half months now, and I sing to her. I sing Child of Mine every single night when I put her to bed, and she always rests her head on my shoulder, and she always looks up mid-song and smiles at me. And now she has started looking up and kissing me in the middle of it, and it's just like, it's crazy.
I love it.
Oh, yes, sweet darling, so glad you are a child of mine.
I want to read an excerpt of your story. It was written in a recent press release, and it says, after giving birth to a healthy baby girl, Michaela watched her daughter learn to walk and talk and experience the world around her. At the same time, she was also watching her mother relearn to walk and talk and experience the world around her. It was a painful yet beautiful realization to see her daughter and mother go through something similar yet so different. Tell me more about just what that felt like to observe both your mom and daughter at the same time learning about the world.
It's surreal because my mom, before the stroke, my mom was 63. She had just turned 63 before the stroke happened. She was young and fit and active and healthy, and we had so many plans about her touring with me. She used to tour with me before I was pregnant, before the pandemic, and you know, we were going to do all of that together. So for her to just have all of her cognitive and physical abilities taken away in a moment has been just, I mean, there's not a word. Devastating doesn't feel sufficient. But I always say I've been trying to, like, the only way to get through this is to try and look for all of the beauty in it. And I said to my mom at one point, I said, you know, Mom, if you had to have a stroke, I guess this was the perfect time because you've been mommy training me. And I was doing so many things for her in the hospital and in rehab that felt akin to what I imagined I would be doing for a baby. And I have, and still every step of the way, my little girl, when she was like, you know, touching textures on a book, I would flash back to how I would read that same book to my mom, a baby book about like, what does the cow feel like, and try and get my mom to touch it and try and get her to connect that. And even now, my daughter's learning to walk, and I'm just walking the length of the house with her back and forth, helping her. And that's what I've spent so much time doing with my mom the last, you know, last year. And so it's been, I wish I had a stronger vocabulary to describe, like, surreal and magical and bittersweet to kind of witness them living such parallels. And hope that this kind of in some way bonds us. And I'm determined to imagine a future where my mom is even better and able to do all the things that she used to be able to do.
Yeah. How is your mom doing these days, by the way?
She's getting there. She's still making progress. She's still not able to be fully independent. My dad takes care of her. But, you know, we FaceTime every day. And we were, you know, waving. My daughter's learning how to wave. And my mom, it was the right side of my mom's body that was affected. And she lifted her right arm and waved. And I, you know, I had never seen her do that. So it's honestly crazy just like what similar, you know, things she's going through as my daughter. And I'm always trying to remind myself, you know, the biggest challenge is not thinking that this is, you know, all of her impairments forever, that she can keep recovering. So,
I've been speaking with Michaela Ann. Her upcoming album will be released on June 10th. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, sweet daughter, so glad you are a child.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.